Beis HaMikdash, before we continue with the sugya, I would like to learn over Tosfos Daf Beis HaMikdash, the last Tosfos we had learned. I found the Chazon Ish speaks about the Tosfos. Before we'll see the Tosfos, let us just see for 1 second the Gemara Daf Dalet Omed Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Dover Ache, two lines from the bottom. Regolim prat lechiga lechayle lesuma lezoke. Sha'ein yoche lalis beraglov. So all these are potter from Rian. Sha'ein yoche lalis beraglov lasuye mai. So what is this case? Omarove lasuye mechanki perceive kisaboy lirois ponai mi bike sois mi yedchem remois chatzeiroi. So Rashi says, mechanki shein hulchen beloy mano. These are people amofonokim that they cannot walk without a mano. Dein odam nichnas laharabayis beminoloi. A person is not permitted to enter the Har Habayis b'Menoloi, d'chsiv mi b'keish zois miyetchem remois chatzeirai. So we're speaking about, first we're speaking about people who are physically unable to be oile. That's a chiger, a choile, a zokein. And then we're speaking about someone who is physically able, but because of his matzav that he's a mafunik, and the halacha that one is not permitted to be nichnas lahar habayis b'menoloi, so he's also unable to, that's pshat, she'ein yochel lalois beraglo, he cannot be oile beraglo. So let us see Tosfos. Umi she'ein yochel lalois beraglo, perish Rashi, Mirushalayim Lazore Rubusa Noka. So this is a chiddush. That means this is a chiddush that even though Be'etzem he's physically capable to be Oile, no, out the Haloche and his Pinuk, that's why he's unable to. The Loimi boy me Iroi, the Loimotzi Solik Lazore, Budinami, who in Yochalalis, Mirili Rishalayim, the Potaka, the Mashme Bigmore, Ad Hocheman Haisi. That means that is Poshet. If he's unable to go, that he's unable even to come, Meirili Rishalayim. So that's Sicher, that's called Eini Yochalalis Beraglo. Now he's saying a Rebuse that even though Be'etzem, from Iro he could go. No, the problem is from Yerushalayim he can't go up because of the pinuk and the halacha that one is not permitted to wear shoes in the Har Habayis. So that is also called Ein Yochel Lalois Beraglov. That is Dachsim one Mahalach the Chazon Ish wants to say in Tosfos. We had learned yesterday. We had a machlokes. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what halacha is by Misha Chetzi Eved Vechetzi Ben Chayrin. Beis Hillel said, Oyved Esraba Yemechad Vesatzma Yemechad. And Beis Shammai said, Tekantem Esraba Vesatzma Eloi Tekantem, Lisa Shifre Neyochel, Bas Chayre Neyochel, Libotel, Olei Nivro Ilam Elo Lepiri Verivyo, Shenema Leseo Bro Leshevis Yitzore, Neitikan oilam kaifen es rabbi ba oisei ben chayrem a kaisib leishtar al chatsidamot. Let us see Tosfos. Tekantam es rabbi, b'ma she'hoi yoloi me'ikoro, yesh loy achshav. Whatever he had before, he still has. Shezehu abdis. Ves atzmai loy tekantam, but the eved you weren't misakin, Shaini Yochel Isa Isha, that is unable to marry an Isha. Vimishum Avdis, Hola Ichbis Leiklal, Kivin Demi Ikoro, Oyekule Lera, Va Achshov, b'yayim la'atzmai. Misha mitzad avdus, there's no reason to be koife the odayim. Mitzad the avdus of the eved, there's no reason to be koife the odayim, to be mishach the eved, because the eved did not lose out that he became achatzi ben chayim. If a kerti gain from the yin, the mikora yekula l'ra, va'achshav b'yayim la'atzmai. So, but the reason of Tfiyim, of the Rav, is because of the Eben Ezadike problem that the Eved encounters now, Sheni Yochali Seisha. That's how the Marshal says Pshat and Taisius. V'Rav Rav Meshulam Goris, tekantem es atzmoi, ves Rabbeiloi tekantem klau, shgam Rav mavsid ablodes. The kantem es atzmoi fakert achshav b'yoyim la atzmoi. So als the avdus he gained, now he gained the day that he can work for himself. Avle rabbi les leitakon neklal shlehu le nistake ba avdus. He didn't gain from this. V'gam mavsid avlodos. The takonis beisilo, and he lost the vlodis. So therefore, we are koife the Rav. I didn't understand this, the pshat of Rav Meshulam. It would seem that, that's loshen of the Marsho, even the less kan takonis a Rav klal, el takonis a eved, necholon leskuni locheif rabbi lasoise ben chayrim, mishum kiyim piye beribye. That since we did not do a tikkun for the Rav, therefore we should be kai for the Rav. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam is speaking about a cheshen mishpatike tikkun, and or a hefsid that the Rabbeinu Meshulam is speaking about a cheshen mishpatike hefsid. That the Odin is suffering from the situation, from the pshara that Beisilu made, and the Gemara seems to be speaking about Tikkun Ha'olam. I mean, how does this, how we're making a psakugel, the kantem es atzmoi, the pshara of Beisilu is very good for the Eved. The Eved gained a day's work. But the Odin lost because through this pshara. So since the Odin lost, so therefore we should be koifer the Odin laseise ben chayrim b'shem kiyim piyev rivye. So the Gemara is malkiv two inyanim over here. The since the Odin lost, you should be koifer al piyev rivye. And the two the if it's piyev rivye, it's piyev rivye. Why do we have to mention that the Odin lost? Number one, and number two, it seems the Odin is very happy with this situation, because there's kaifenes chaboy. I mean, if the Odin wants to be mishachim, tavel abroche, it seems he wants to remain with the situation. Perhaps pshat in the Rabbeinu Meshulam is that, just like we have klolim, a person is mechuyev to do mitzvahs, but there's a shear how much he's mechuyev to spend. Tula chaymish, one is mechuyev to do a mitzvah. More than a chaymish, one is a mechuyev to spend for a mitzvah. So it could be, be'emison, the purpose of the kviya is, alts pe'verivya tikkun ha'olam, but, one cannot do mitzvahs on the plates of the Odin. Very good, you're thinking tikkun ha'olam, but why should he has an ideal situation over here, that he has an eved and he's having and everything is going good, so perhaps he wouldn't be mechuyev to be mevater on what he possesses because of the tikkun ha'olam. So that's why the Rabbeinu Meshulam says no, he also doesn't have an ideal situation. He's also losing from the situation, or he is losing from the situation. Is therefore, so since the hefsid of the odin will not be too great by forcing him to be Mishacher, and there is a Tikkun Ha'olam, so that's why we are Koyfe the Odin to be Mishacher. Perhaps that is Pshat and Taisvis. Lisa Shivcha Eina Yochel, The limker atzma, so Toysus said, I'll tell you a better way to let him sell himself for an eved ivri, and then it'll be muta b'shivcha. The limker atzma leimotzi, kedei lisa shivcha, da ger eine nimkar be'eved ivri, a ger cannot sell himself be'eved ivri, da binem v'shov el mishpachtoi v'leke. So who had in an Eved Meshuche also doesn't have a Veshavel Mishpachte. Kedisa Beizel Neshech. For oi, then another reason, Ma'acha de Loikiyim Pirye Verivye Beyadus, since till now he was not Mekayim Pirye Verivye Beyadus, Loinas Vina Leiktanis Letzad Cheire Sheboi. So therefore we will not give him a Shivcha Knani. That ain't loy isha ubonim, if the eved ivri does not have already an isha ubonim, ain't rabbi maisa loy shivcha knanis. So memele, so there is no eitzah to marry a shivcha al yidei selling himself for an eved ivri because he will not be either, he's not permitted to take a shivcha if he'll sell himself an eved ivri. Bim taima, so Taisvis asks, so that is true. A bas chayrin he can't take, a shivcha he can't take is yisa bas minay. So let him marry someone who's bas minay. And lay say that they'll marry a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chayrin. Lay say tzad chayres v'lishtamish b'tzad chayres b'tzad avdes. Dum ye de preide she tova, that if a preide was tova, she wants that someone should be bo aleho, ein mar bein aleho loy sus v'loy chamer, because that's cloyim. It's a different meme. Elomino beperikoy seves bnoi. She take a parrot and a preda. So even though they themselves are a mixture of a sus and a chamoyer, but if you take two mixtures, that's motzamin es minoi. So that's called the same meme. So memele. So let him marry his mina chatzi shivcha v'chatzi beschoyer. Bishloima the hosom loikopit ko elo bikloyim the treiminim. There take there's an iser kloyim. The one is not allowed to be marbia one mean on another mean. Baholeko by a pered and a predo the take the same mean. The mean is a mean which is a mixture, but paker, so this is now the harbo is the same mean. Aval hoche leman kopit kro at sad cheres lishtamish sad cheres ba'avdes. Here this is not an isur kloim, this is isurim. A ben cheren is not permitted to be boil a shivche. For ho ise, some emele, so he did this at sad cheres, and she's a chatzi shivcha, so memela there'll be an iser of loyiya kodesh. Period. So memela, that's why that is not an eitzah. Umitam de shori arbo. For the same reason that arbo is mutter, because it's called one mean, even though the mean is made up of a mixture, but it's called one mean. Shori gam lirkoiv ala preide. So, therefore, one is permitted to ride on a preide. It's not called I'm manik to minim, because a preide is a mean of a mixture. That is a preide, but it is. Well, I'm not being manik to minim. Ubetesefte. Then I found the Chassam Sofer on Yerushalmi says, is this Oren, says, Boch Hashem, the same Teretz, that Teisves and Seif Makis and Afchov Beis says, Pshatna Gemore, the Gemore says, if a person is Manig Psulei HaMagdoshim, so he's like als is manik tuminim. So the Rabbi Natam says that what's the tuminim? It says by psul mekdoshim katzvi v'chayo. So psul mekdoshim is a tzvi v'ayo. So he's manik a tzvi v'ayo. So you like outs manik kloim. So the Chasam Sofer says that there is that way. The Torah said that a psul mekdoshim is a tzvi and is an ayo. The Torah says katzvi v'chayo is like a tzvi and like an ayo. So the Torah says he is tuminim. He's a tzvi and he's an ayol. So memele, so if I'm manig this behema, he has a din tzvi and a din ayol. So memele, it's called a manig tuminim. Ma'ashein kein a preide came from a susan achamoyer. But a preide is not a susan achamoyer. A preide is a mean bifnei atzmei. That's a mixture of susan achamoyer in it. But that's one mean. So therefore, by one mean, there's no isa manig. Ubetesefte, the Meseches Kloim, Tanya Omar Rabbi Isi ben Yehude, also Lilkaiv ala Preide Mikal Vochayma. One is not permitted to ride on a Preide Mikal Vochayma. Uma bemokim shemuta lilboy shtei chalukim. One is permitted to wear two begodim. One, Pishtandike Beged, and one a Tzemadike Beged. So, Be'etzim, there's a Tzad Chibur between the both, he's Melubish with both Begodim. But since each Beged is a Beged Bifnei Atzmoy, so it's Muta, Afal Pikein, also Betaru Vosoy. But if it's Me'uret, Tzemel Upishtim, it is also, so we see, that by Shatnez, two begodim nefrodim is mutter. A taruvis of tzemer pishtim is also. Is mokim she also linek shnei minim. So by, when one is not permitted to be manik to minim, einidin she also betaruv also. So a taruvis of the shnei minim, that says, a preide shezicha biyosa. Amru lei, so they said, voksi virkavtem eshloime bni ala preide. Maiserav, that David HaMelech said that eshloime should write on a preide. So, it's a rai not like Rabbi Isi ben Yehuda. Amar lehen ein lemeidin teire min hatkua. Cannot learn out Teire min hatkua. So what's tekua? Perish tekeya atzmoi lidvar haloche. So the Rashba in the Chuvis, Tov Tzadik Aleph, the Rashba says, what's pshada tekeya atzmoi lidvar haloche? So he says, it brings a gemara in Yevomis Tav Kuftesam at base, tekeya atzmoi lidvar haloche means that a person who himself wants to be mevarer his halachas, he doesn't ask his Rebbe, he does everything himself. So, David HaMelech, when it came to the Maisa of Basheva, he didn't ask anybody, he did by himself. So he said, Tekei Atzmi, there was a Rebbe there, he didn't ask his Rebbe. So, you can't bring your eye from David HaMelech. David HaMelech, whatever he thinks, he did. But it's not right that that's always gehalten la'aloche. That's what Rabbi Isi ben Yehuda said. Amalei voksi vayas hayosho b'inei Hashem. The Pesuk says that here it's coming from the Rebbein Shalom, and the Bach brings down the whole thing. Voksi v'asheroso David es hayosho b'inei Hashem. Loisor mikol asher tzivor kol yimei chayev rak b'dvar Uriah hachiti. So it says the only wrong thing he had done was the mice with the riachiti. So it seems that there's no raya. I mean, so when this pasuk is a raya, that David did the right thing. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful chilek in Lomdis between shatnes, the taruvis of shatnes and this taruvis. Isi ben Yudah made a kal v'chaymer.
that if madach shatnas is kill is afopika and taruvis is also, so the Chasam Sofer says, if you have a taruvis by shatnas, you have tzemer upishtim, that's mechuba. That means, in this taruvis, you have the mean, you have tzemer and you have pishtim. Masha'en came by a preide, you don't have a sus and you don't have a chamoyer. The preide originated from a sus and a chamoyer, but you don't have a taruvis of a sus and a chamoyer. Masha'en came by shatnas, you have a taruvis of tzemer upishtim. The Gemara said that this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayren has a problem. He doesn't have who to marry. Lisa Shifcha ain't a Yochel. He can't marry a Shifcha. So Taisves asks, Mamzeres lo Yisa. So Taisves found a Shidduch for him. A Mamzeres. And this is a Mutadike Shidduch. Avol gav the Eved Mutta be Mamzeres. An Eved is permitted to marry a Mamzeres. Lefi shekodesh v'oimet. Because an Eved is kodesh v'oimet. Now let's just understand this for 1 minute. Pshat is like this. The Inyan, the translation of kedeshus, there's a lav lo yia kodesh. So Rashi and Chumash says, what's the lav lo yia kodesh? That a ben chayrim is not permitted to be boil a shivche, because the ashifche is a heftza of kedeshus, that means that she's mufka from ishus. There's no ishus to ashifche. So when he is boil ashifche, he's nasa a kodesh al yodo. That means so ashifche is mufka from ishus. So therefore, that is the types of kedeshus. So one is boil. And Isha, that's Mufke from Isha, he also becomes a Kodesh. The Isra of Mamzer there, that this person came from Itvisas Kedushin. That's the Mum Zor. He came from two Zorim. That means there's no union between the husband and the wife, because the Kedushin is not Taifis. So the Inyan of Mamzeres is also an Inyan of Kedeshus, that this is a person who came about from, who was Neutzer from Itvisis Kedushin. So therefore, an Eved in a Mamzeres is a Pasig Yeshidach. He's a Kodesh, and she's, and the Mamzeres is a Chefze of Kedeshus of Itvisis Kedushin. So therefore, an Eved is permitted to marry a Shivchet. Mamzeres. Afal gav the eved mutter ba mamzeres, lefi she kodesh v'oimet, kidisnan perik oime yecholim mamzerim litoyer, that a mamzer can take away the psul mamzeres. How? Keitzer. Mamzer noise shifche. So the Gemara says that a mamzer will marry a shifche. They'll have a child. Now the child will be, won't be miyuchis to the father, because it's miyuchis to the shifche, it's not miyuchis to the ov. So memela, so the child will be either an eved or a shifche, and they'll be meshacher the child, so then will become, so the psul mamzeres will fall off. Abal kaponim, we see from the Gemara that a mamz is permitted to marry a shifche, so who adin over here, an eved will be permitted to marry a mamzeres. So that's al tzad avdus. Bitzad cheres shoribo, in the tzad cheres is also permitted, he's also permitted to marry a mamzeres, kedisnan perik asore yuchsin, shechruri umamzeri shori lova izeboze, that a mamzer is permitted to marry Eved Meshuchel, and the reason is because the iser of mamzeres is lo yovoi b'kahal Hashem, and geirim and mishuchorim are not called kahal Hashem. So memele, so Taisu said, a moire de geshidach, mikol atzodim it's mutter. The tzad cheiris is mutter in a mamzeres, the tzad avdis is mutter in a mamzeres, so we just found a tikkun from him. Do yesh loima, so Tosfos says, dein lonu l'sakein kedei laharbeis mamzeirim bo'ilom. We're looking for a tikkun ha'ilom, And the psatikon ha'olam ayidei ribui mamzeirim, that's not a tikon ha'olam. So mamela, so that's not an eitzer. But oi, and then Taisa says a very gishmaket eretz, kiven the tofsi bo kedushin. Now a mamzeres is tofis kedushin. So mamela, if he's going to marry a mamzeres, is osi tzad avdes umishtamish ba'eishes ish. That means that the mamzeres is married to the tzad of cheres, that this is his ishes to the tzad of the ben cheres. To the avdes, there's no tzad ishes. So memele, so the eved will be boil an ishes ish. Even though, the isha is ishes reyeu, akaponim, it seems it's also called ishes reyeu. That the tzad cheres, legavi the tzad avdes is called ishes, it's not his wife, it's his Siamese twin's wife. It's the tzad cheres' wife. So, but the eved doesn't have any kinyane ishes in her. So it's called he's boil an ashes ish. So memele, so that is not an eitzim. Aisus, speaking of, he'll marry her. If he won't marry her, so then, that problem, then the other problems are upon him, but then there wouldn't be an isra ashes ish. Unesina nami lo yisa. Now Taisvis has another shidduch for him. Let him marry a nesina. So Taisha says it's also not an eitz. And it would seem that for some reason, that even though Taisha said that's not a tikkun to be marba mamzeirim be Yisrael, but nesinim it seems is not such a problem. Even though nesinim are also asurim lovi bekol. The half al gav the mamzeres unesina v'shechurim mutorim lovi zebozeh. So al kaponim anegei aloni anesine v'shuchori is muta lovi zebaze, and the same reason is because the isa nesinim la yisischatim bom is an isa chitun, and the isa chitun is only also b'kahal Hashem, and shechuri are not called kohol. So Taisa says you have the same problem. The havi atvos is kedushin, but kedushin is taifas in anesine. Vasitzad avdis umishtamis ba'eshes ish. Inami, or now Taisa says another teretz, by anesine, who is from the knanim, that's also lovi bekol, inami nesina also bitzad avdis. That means anesine is also bitzad avdis, the lav kodesh va'oimetu, hafogav de muta bimamzeres, mishum de loimikri kol, Muzal belav deloyiye kodesh. Now, Dachsmeir is missing a few words in Taisvus. Let's just go to the end of Taisvus. Taisvus is speaking about, in the end of Taisvus is speaking about if a nosin is permitted to marry a mamzeres. So Taisvus says, af al gav de muter bimamzeres, a nosin is muter to marry a mamzeres, Mishum deloy mikri kol, because a nosin is not called kahal Hashem. So therefore, in the whole Issa mamzeres is loyovi mamze bekal Hashem, so there's not kol. But muzer belav deloyiye kodesh, but a nosin is not permitted to marry a shivche. Because, there's a lav of loyiye kodesh, that means a nosin is not kedeshis by a nosin. So Memele, so Nosin will be permitted, is also to marry a Shifre. So the last half of Taisvis is speaking about, Taisvis is saying a Nosin, even though can marry a Mamzeres, a Nosin cannot marry a Shifre. Now Taisvis started off by asking that the Chatzi Eved should marry a nesine. Taisa started with the other way around. So, inami nesina osa, nesina is osa, so ucheireshi is osa, bitzad avdus. Then Taisa jumps to lav kodesh va'oimetu, then Taisa jumps to anosin with a shivche. But Taisa means to say, just like Taisa feels always that anosin is not permitted to marry a shivche, so Adin and the Sina will not be permitted to marry an Ebed. Vim taima, so me mele, so all these second-rate shiduchim, for some reason, are no good. Therefore, the Gemara only had the only shidduch that the Gemara had was a pasuk shidduch ulika lisa bas chayrim, that the Gemara said ain't a yochel, because the tzad avdis is not permitted to marry a bas chayrim. Vim taima velesei asay de leshevis yitzoret. V'litchi lav de lo yi ha-kodesh. De lev rochav is moire, l'cheire l'shebes yitzore, l'cheire is a mitzvah midivrei kabolem. L'cheire hake bidoicha lav de reise v'lo yi ha-kodesh. Unless, for some reason, Teisvus held that l'shebes yitzore is a de reise, and bo yishaye, v'asmechei akro. Okay, but that's a horror. Hakoponim Teisvus asks over here that the assay from Leshevis Yitzore should be doiche the lav of Loyia Kodesh. V'yeshloime dohoche efshe lekayim shneim al yedei kviyim. That means that when do we say esse doiche leisase, if there is no other way the esse could be niskayim, only through dechiyah, then we say esse doiche leisase. Here we have an eitzim. If we'll be koyfe the odin to be mishacher him, so then he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvahs asay from l'shebes without chiyah. So maybe we don't say yes a doicha loisas. Inami dleyosi esi v'dochi loisase elak gein mila b'tzaras. When do we say yes a doicha loisas? Let's say that we learn out that let's say that on the ola there's a tzaras. Now, in order, and if a person will make a mila, will make a ma'aseh mila, be meiso da ola, so he's doing a mitzvah of mila, and at the same time, he's over lav, he's shama benega tzaras, so there's an iso to take off a tzaras, and by taking off the ola, he'll take off a tzaras. So we learn that from a posik, that the iso of mila is doiche the lav of shama benega tzaras. So Taisva says, when do we say Esa Deicha Loisase Kigain Mila Bitzaras the Beidna the Ma'ake Lav while he's being over the Lav Mekayim Esay? That means so the Chitoch Ha'olo is a Kiyim of the Mitzvah Asay of Mila, and so while he's being doing the process of being Meiser the Tzaras, which is a Lav, he's being Mekayim the Esay of Mila. Avol hoche mishas hero oiver leibelav. Here, the lav, when, if the chatzi eved will be boila baschoyim, so bishas tchilas habiyah, bishas knises ha'atore, he already is over the lav of leyia kodesh. The esse leke ad gmar biyah, in the esse of sheves, is only Bishas Gmar Biyah when he's Mazriya, but till then there's no essay. So Taisvi says, so it's not Be'idne. That means he's over the Lav before he's Mekayim the essay. So then there's no din essay, doichaloisas. The Tureyevin wants to be Chaylik on Taisvi. He wants to say that since it is impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah asay of Sheves without making hara, so the hara is a hechsher of the mitzvah of Sheves. That means, so this is the haschol of the mitzvah. It's not the kiyum of the mitzvah yet, but one cannot make gmar biyah without hara. So hara is a hechsher of the mitzvah Sheves. So that's also called Be'idne. So Bishas, he's being over the lav of Liyah Kodesh, he's being Oisik in the Hechsher and the Haschole of the Mitzvah of the Sheves Yitzore. And he brings a Raya to this Yesod from a Gemara. The Gemara says that Ein Ese Doiche Loisase Shebe Migdosh. That even though we have a klal ese doicha loisase, but by the Migdosh we don't say that. The Gemara brings a raya that we learn out from a posik etzem loisish beruboy, that by Pesach Sheni One is also in Shviras Etzem. And the Pasuk is coming to tell us, even though if one will break the bone, there's meat, there's marrow in the bone. So be'etzem is a mitzvah of achilas abosa. Afal pikein, one is not permitted to break the bone in order to come to eat the marrow that's in the bone. I let us say esse doichalois, the esse of achilas boso should be doiche the lav of shviras etzem. We don't say that. Is a rayet ein esse doichalois asa shebemigdash. So Tosfos asks Akasha, what's the rayet esse doichalois asa shebemigdash? It's not beidne. When he breaks the bone, he's not being mekayim an esse. And so later, after he breaks the bone, he's even that's my sishbo. Then he'll start being mekayim the esse of an achilas apesa. So Tosfos blames by Akasha, but the Piskei Tosfos says that teret, since it's the efshar to eat the boso shebesoicha etzem until he breaks the bone, so the breaking of the bone is haschol of the mitzvah sasei of achilas apesach. So memele, it's considered beidne. So that's what the Turayevan wants to taina on Tosfos also, that it's considered beidne, that the haro is the haschol of the gemar bi, so therefore it's considered beidne. Dachsmidim Rei Mesoda wants to say that could be pshat in Tosfos is, not that maybe he might make only haro, and he won't make a gemar bi. That means this is a dangerous thing to tell us, that he should go and marry a bas chayrin, and I, there's an iser of lehiya kodesh, will say yeser deichaloi sase. So Tosfos says, since mishasaro is over the lav, and the kiyam esm only be ad gmar bi'ah, so maybe he'll only make an haro and he'll be peirish. So he's only over the lav and there's no kiyam esay. That's what the Bnei Mesoda wants to say pshat in Tosfos. Loisayu bro. So now the Gemara said that, we should zicha be meshacha the eved, because it's a gewaldic mitzvah of the world. This is tikkun olam. The world was not created to remain in a matzav of toyu. The shevis yitzoh was created that there should be nisyashiv. So Tosfos had a shaila, why didn't he mention the mitzvah piyah berivye? So Tosfos says, "I esse olam tvei mi prurabu." This esse is stronger than prurabu. That's why he mentions this esse. Where do we see that it's stronger? The Yomah b'Megillah b'Perek Basre, Meicha Adam Sefer Torah Lisa Isha v'Lil Mei Torah. One is permitted to sell a Sefer Torah Lisa Isha. Umaisi, and the Gemara brings what is the Makir. Loisayu bro, the Gemara doesn't bring the mitzvah of Piriya Berivya. The Gemara brings, Fakat, one's permitted to sell Sefer Torah because of this inyan of Lashavis Yitzor. So Memele, so that is why when the Gemara spoke about the magnitude of the hefzid that will come about if he won't be able to get married, so the Gemara brought to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Avo yesh meforshim, others want to say, another reason, mishum de eved loy mifkid apirya verivya. An eved b'chlal doesn't have the mitzvah of pirya verivya. So, and it seems he has the mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos was on the Olam. They say that the whole Bria's Olam was L'Shabbos Yitzorah. So, Memele, and we're talking about the predicament that the Eved is in now. So, we have to speak about the mitzvah of Shabbos, that the Tzad Abdus is mitzvah in Shabbos. And the arrangement that Basilo made is preventing him from Mekayim Shabbos. Now, how did they know that an Eved is not Mitzuvim Piri V'Rivye? Because the Gemara says in Yevomis, Hoyoloi Bonim Ba'avdusoi. What happened? An Eved had children. It was an Eved Knani. It was Bala Shifra Knani. They had children. V'nishtacher. And then they were Meshacherim. So the Gemara says, Lekiyim Piri V'Rivye. He wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivye with those children. So they understood why wasn't Mekayim Piri Verivye, because it wasn't Metzuvim Piri Verivye, because Bishas, when he had the children, he was an Eviknani, and Eviknani is not Metzuvim Piri Verivye. So Taisus says, V'lav Milsehi, that is not Pshat. The Omar B'Yerushalmi the Moyet Kotten, the Yerushalmi Klaus HaShayla and Moyet Kotten, Eved Mahu Sheyiso Isha B'Moyet, is an Eved permitted to marry a woman in Chalamoyet? Omar Lohoy, so they answered, Nishme'ine Min Hodein Masnisen. I'll bring you a raya from this Mishnah. The time of Beishami to be so, he won't get married, so it seems they had a girl, superior verivia. For Omar Shimon Bar, so Mamela, so there's a bit of a period verivia. For Omar Shimon Bar Abe Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shehu Metzuve Al Period verivia, Lo Yisa Isha Bemoyed. And now, let's just say some say Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is as follows. The Yerushalmi learned why is one not permitted to marry B'moyet. So the Yerushalmi learned als bitl pirye verivye. What does that mean, bitl pirye verivye? Because if a person has an opportunity to marry B'moyet, so he can save himself money on a hole and a suda, like this will make it all in one shot, a suda shontev, a suda schasne. So that means, even though it's, let's say it is, seven, and he has, Mutkiret Ashidach Dan, he'll push it off to Sukkis, and then he'll save money. So therefore, Chazal asked to make Nisuin B'moyed, because if this will be permissible, everyone will be, they'll push off the Chasnas to Chalamoyed. So the Yerushalmi says, so an Eved is also the same thing, since an Eved is Metzuvim Piri Verivye. So if you'll permit him to if he's permitted to get married in Chalamoyed, so there'll be a bitl Piri Verivye. A kaponim we see in the Yerushalmi that an Eved is Metzuvim Piri Verivye. Ba'oid lishne denokat oche b'loyle nivra ilam elo bishvil Piri Verivye. Mashme da'atavayu koi. Nivraim v'lpirye v'rivye, it seems it's going on both tzadim. That means when we're describing the problem that this eved has, that means the tachlis is pirye v'rivye, and the tzad cheres won't be able to mekayim pirye v'rivye, the tzad avdus won't be able to mekayim pirye v'rivye. So it would seem from Agamari Gufe that the Tzad Avdus is also Mitzuvim Piri Verivyim. Aye, they brought a raya from the Gemara in Yevonis, Soyeloi Bonim Bavdusoi, and then he was Nishtach, he's not Mekayim Piri Verivyim, but I'm reading Lekayim Piri Verivyim, Haine Metam Debin and Zari Meyuchas Achrov. In order to be Mekayim Piri Verivyim, the children have to be Meyuchas to you. Vafilo Yisroel Sheyesh Loi Ben Min Hashivchem, So that's the problem over there, because the children he had, b'shas he was an eved, are not miyuches achrov. For oid pruvu akulu b'nei noichsiv afliknante, it means another raya that if an eved is mitzuve in pirye v'rivye, because pruvu was said to everyone. The reshash is moire, agamon sanhedrin, after matan teire, it only goes li Yisrael. About Kaponim, that's what Taisva says. Kaifenes Rabboi, so what did Beishamai say? So we force the Rabboi to write him a Shtar Shicha. Afilu l'shmur d'omar ha-mafkir avda yoytze l'cheres ve'in tzorich ket Shicha. So it seems Taisva means to ask, why do you force the other to write a Shtar Shicha? Let him be mafker, and Shmuel holds a mafker avdoi. If an odin is mesalik his schusay momoin from the eviknani, so automatically the dinei isa falls off, and he becomes a ben choyrin. You don't need a star shichur. Hamafkir avde yoytze lecheis vein tzorich ket shichur. So memele, so why does it say in the Mishnah that you force them to write a star shichur? It really doesn't say by us that they write a shtar shicha. By us it says, "Koyfen eschabi va'oisi oisai ben chayrim." It doesn't say bechal that you write a shtar shicha. It says "v'koysev lo shtar al chatzidoma." That means something else. That the eved writes an IOU that he owes to the odin, that he owes to the odin, and the odin is not mechuyev to lose money from this deal. He's doing mitzvahs, but he's not so he. He writes him a shtar choiv on how much he's worth, that eventually he'll pay him up for how much he's worth. But by us, Bechlala doesn't say shtar shicha. Tosfos seem to have a girse that you force the other to write a shtar shicha. So Tosfos the kasha, according to Shmuel, why does the writer shtar shicha? Let him be mafke the eved. Hoche, the tovelei ovdolei lasei shichur gomel. Here we want to do him a favor to make a shichur gomel. Now this Tosfos is very difficult to understand. The Maritz Chai says he doesn't understand Pshat and Tosfos, so we're in good company. The whole Tosfos is shver. We want to make a shichur gomel. We want to do a toiv with him to make him a shichur gomel. First of all, hamav kabda in tzor get shichur. You don't need a shtar shichur. It's not a grade B shichur. It's according to Shmuel, that's enough. And here, the tovelei of the want to do a toiv lasa shichur gomel. So Tosfos is very, very unclear. Va'aval gav domrinin hamishacher avdei oive be'ese. So now Tosfos asks, no, Bishleim, we force him to be Meshacher him. We said about the Hefsed moment, that we took care of. We'll pay him back for it. But Tosfos asks, there's an Issa, lo'ilam bem tavoidu. So how can you force the Odom to be Meshacher the Eved? He's over an Essa. Nechelon de le'Eved harav isurizute. It is preferable that the Odin should do a smaller Issa, a bitl mitzvahs, lo'ilam b'em tavoidu, le'evet ha'evet isura rabbe. The Eved should not be over a big Issa of bitl piriv erivye. K'dama b'erevin bakil ma'arvin. That it's k'dai that one should do an Issa zuta that another person should not do an in isura rabbe. V'loidomi lahi derei Shabbos. The Tosfos says, I have a Gemara fakert. There's a Gemara says, le'emrinen odom chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveirecho. V'chiemrinen le'el odom amoid v'chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveirecho. Now, the Gemara over there is speaking about as follows. The Gemara is speaking about that someone put in a dough in a tanur in Shabbos, and it's bitter, and it's starting to bake. Now, if one will take out the dough, the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos is speaking about that a person put in dough in a tanur in Shabbos, and it's starting to bake. Now, he's in a difficult predicament. If it's going to finish baking, so this person was in a Mechalo Shabbos. So the Gemara clause of Shaila, if another person is permitted to be roide the pas minatano, is one permitted to take out the pas before it starts baking, to be matzel him from a iser afiyah? Redias a pas, it seems, is an iser darabonon. So the Gemara clause of Shaila, is one permitted to be roide the pas minatano in order to be matzel this person who put the pasen in Shabbos, to be matzum from an Isra Koris? So the Gemara says, v'chi amrine loy lo odom amoid v'chatei b'shvil sheyizke chaveirecha. So they were talking about that it's also to do an Isra d'rabonon in order to be matzum from Koris. And we don't say, Nechelon, the Levit Isure Zute, Shle Levit, Ha'evet Isure Rabbe. So, how does these two Gemara stem? So Taisvi says, the Hosom Pesheya Bedova. He says, there, the person who put in the pass was a Pesheya. What right did he have to do it? So he's a Pesheya. He had no right to do it. So you did it. Now suffer the consequences. I should do an Issa the Rabbonim because of your Pshia. There's no such thing. But, but by our case, the Eved is Nebuch HaRachmonis. The Eved, what should he do? He had two Adonim, and now one of them was Meshacharim. Now he's in a dilemma. He doesn't have how to get married. There's a mitzvah of Piyah V'Rivya. So here you have to help him out. So then we say, one should do an Asur Ezute, Kedei, that to be Matzul Yenne from an Isur Rab. Teita, so Teita says, I'll bring you a raya that you do say such a thing. The Sharinon Reish Tomid Nishrat Lahakriv Lekoyin Acher Tomid Shobein Abayim Kaporas Chaveirik Deshayoichol Kolben Pesach Leerev Afogavdike Esed Dahashlom. Now the Gemara Mesechtes Psochem is speaking about such a case. The Gemara Mesechtes Psochem is speaking about that, let us know, before we start, we have to know two agdomas. One agdoma is that after the tomid shobein abayim, you're not permitted to be makriv any kolbonis. Alea hashlem kolokolbonis kulam, after the tomid shoshacha, we're makriv all the kolbonis. And the tomid shobein abayim, that's the end of the hakrob. We're not makriv anymore. That's agdoma alav. Agdoma beis, but there's one korban we're makriv after the tomid shobein abayim. That's the korban pesach. The korban pesach we're makriv after the tomid shobein abayim. We learn that from a pasuk. Fine. So the Gemara in Psochem speaks about a scenario that there was someone who was a mechusa kippurim. That means he, in order for him to eat kochim, he had to bring a korban in order to be matim bekochim. And they were makriv the tomid shobein abayim, and it's erev Pesach, and he has a dilemma. That means he can't bring a korban Pesach, because if we bring a korban Pesach now, he's not roi to eat it, because he's a mechusa kippurim. So he has a brilliant einfal, so be makriv my mechusa kippurim. You'll be makriv my mechusa kippurim. So my korban, so then I'll be able to eat the korban paste. Then I'm able to be makim the korban paste. So the Gemara says, you do this, that the kahanim are makriv his korban after the tomid shalbein abayim, in order that he should be able to become the mitzvah that's a nesesh yesh pekoros of korban paste. He should be able to bring a korban pesach. So there over the iser of Ashlome, and today he should have a korban pesach. So Taisus says, so we see such a thing. We see that you, in certain cases, you tell someone to do an iser zute, today, shloyava chavera isure rabbe. That's Taisus Teretz. The Rishash is moira lechere, this mechusa kippurim was also a pesheya. Why did he wake up after they were makiv? He knew all along he was a mechusa kippurim, and then all of a sudden he wakes up after the mark of the tomid shobein abayim, and he says, "That's the horror from the reshash." Let us go a little further. We hear in the Mishnah said, "Hakel chayovim beriye, chutz micheresh shoite v'kotn." That everyone is mechuyev and riye to be oile lazore lirois v'leirois to bring a kolben riye chutz micheresh shoyte v'kotn. Cheresh dumye de shoyte v'kotn. So now the Gemara is medayik that there are different types of charoshim. There's a cheresh sheinu medabe v'einei shemeya. There's a cheresh that's medaber v'einei shemeya, a cheresh shemeya v'einei medaber. Now, what kind of a cheresh are we speaking about in our Mishnah? So if we put it together in the same boat with a shayte v'kotn, Weistois, we're speaking about a cheresh that is equivalent to a shayte v'kotn. Cheresh, the dumye de shayte v'kotn. Those seem right, but a cheresh which is similar to a shayte v'kotn. Ma shayte v'kotn de lav b'nei deye. Just like a shayte v'kotn is a lav b'nei deye. Av cheresh, the lav b'nei bar deye. So the cheresh that we said is potter, miriyem, is a cheresh that's a lav bar deye. V'komashmolon in the Mishnah is telling us, kidisnan, like a similar aloche. It says in Mesechtes Trumas as follows. Let's just give a shtikal agdome. In Mesechtes Trumas it says that a cheresh shayte v'kotn im tomo ein trumosam trume. That's Mishnah Aleph, Perik Aleph. In Mishnah Bey says, cheresh medaba v'ein yishemeya is trumosne trume. Then it says, cheresh dibru chachomim b'chol mokim. The cheresh that the chachomim spoke about b'chol mokim is she'ein yishemeya v'ein medaba. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kedisnam bereish meseches trumis, cheresh dibru boi chachomim b'chol mokim, she'ishvu oisoi l'shoite, the cheresh that they said is similar to a shoite, le'poitroi, le'dibru elo b'mi she'enoi she'meya, ve'enei medaba. That cheresh is similar to a shoite. Hochi kimlu l'rabonam, the mish einei shemeye veinei medaber, the lav b'nei deyanin, so memele, now over there, we're speaking about binyonei chaloisin, if a cheresh can make a chalois trume, a cheresh cannot make a chalois trume. So there the Gemara says, a cheresh that has a din of a shoite v'kotn, Lagabi chalois trume is davka acheresh she'enei shemeye ve'enei medaba. So now our Mishnah that says we're speaking about acheresh who is similar to a shoite v'kotn, he's potter from chiyuvim. So vayistais another cheresh who's not similar to a shoite v'kotn is chayiv b'chiyuvim is o medaba ve'enei shemeye. Now let's go back to our Mishnah. So that means that he'll be chayiv. That means our Mishnah is speaking about chiyuvim. That Mishnah was speaking about chaloisin, to make trume, not to make trume. Our Mishnah is speaking about chiyuvim. And our Mishnah said that a cheresh who is similar to a shayte v'kotn is potter from the chiyuv riyah. So it would seem a cheresh which is not similar to a shayte v'kotn is chayiv b'riyah. Istanina lahod etonu rabbonon. So then our Mishnah will be a raya to a baraisa that the baraisa says amedaber ve'enei shemeya. Zeu cheresh. That's called a cheresh. Shemeya ve'enei medaber. Zeu ilen. Ze veze arei hen kepikrim l'chol divreim. So this baraisa said that legabi all inyonim they have a din of a pikeach. Now all inyonim is very inclusive. So that means legabi chiyuvim also. Legabi chiyuvim amedaba v'ene shemei v'shemeine medaba are like a pikeach. So this is a baraisa. And our Mishnah seems to be saying the same inyan. The Mishnah is saying, a cheresh that's doime to a shoite, that cheresh is potter. So it seems from our Mishnah, but a cheresh that's not doime to a shoite is chayit. Let us see Rashi. Tanine b'masnisin, our Mishnah is a raya l'hodetona rabona b'braise. V'lomadnu, and now if the Baraisa is saying what our Mishnah is saying, Shabaraisa zoisike v'soim chimolel. V'zeh v'zeh kepikchim, haynu kimas nisin. That's our Mishnah. V'loipotar er lo cheresh hadayma l'shoite. That's what our Mishnah said. that only a cheresh, that since we mentioned a cheresh which is doime l'shoite, that cheresh is potter, so it would seem that a cheresh that's not doime l'shoite is chayit. And that's what the Baraisa says, that l'chol divreim, they have a din of pikeyach. Now, we just wanted to say, the Baraisa says, how do you know that that's called a cheresh? Shemei v'eini medaber ze ha'ilim, d'chsiv ani kecheresh, le'eshma, ha'ilim le'yiftach piv. So we see that this is called a cheresh, and this is called an ilim. V'boyis eime, k'da omri inchi, ishtakel melulei. An ilim is called, is derived from the ishtakel melulei, is not able to speak. His words were taken away from him, so that's aleph lamed mem, that's oisius ilim. What does Rashi say? V'boyis eime ilim kemashmoi, nutrikin, ishtakel melulei, nital dibure. Let us just see Taisvis. Cheresh dumye de shayte v'kotn. That is the cheresh of our Mishnah is similar to shayte v'kotn. The Megillah perik beis hakol ksheirim likroy es a Megillah. Chutz mi cheresh shayte v'kotn. Leidayik ochi. The Gemara there is not medayik that it was speaking about a cheresh dumye de shayte v'kotn. The hosam al kochach b'medaber kaimina. There was sicha speaking about a cheresh that's medaber. Midikora es a megillah. If he's speaking about that he's not kosher to lay the megillah, al kaponim we see that he's able to lay the megillah. But remiza lehave mapik acherim. So al kochach. So there, even though the Tana put together cheresh shayte v'kotn, al kaponim there there's a cheresh that's not similar to a shayte v'kotn. V'chein bechulin chutz mi cheresh shayte v'kotn. There it says that hakol shoychtem chutz mi cheresh shayte v'kotn. Shema yikalkulu es shchitosam. So that's why they shouldn't shecht. Leidayik ochi. There the Gemara is not medayik cheresh dum yidushayte v'kotn. Tohosom atam tolui bekivein sheyuchal la'amein es yodoy lishchoit. There it's dependent on his abilities to shecht. So, it's very unclear what Taisvus means. The Rishash Seichen Su Arosh in Chulin. The Rosh says on this Mishnah that the Cheresh that is Nekanat Shech is speaking by the Cheresh Shemedah Bavaini Shemeya. So that's Tumi Yidushayte V'Kotn. I mean, a cheresh, he says that can speak or is kosher ishchitav lechatchila. It's unclear what Taisvus is saying. Let us just see the next Taisvus. Hamedar bevein shemei zel cheresh. So the Gemara brought because the Gemara brought from a pasuk bebreishis rabe mapiklei einei medar beveinei shemei. How do you know an einei medar beveinei shemeya is also called a cheresh? Tchsiv mi som pela odom, oy mi yosum ilaim oy cheresh, mi som pe koi letavayu. That means that mi som pe is an opposite of an ilaim, and it seems it's an opposite of a cheresh also. A cheresh also doesn't have a pe. So the Medrash learns out that a cheresh gomor, also a cheresh, like this, places to speak, how do we know that mi she'enei she'mei ve'enei medaber is also called a cheresh? So from the Yerushalmi, from the Medrash, we see this, because a peh is, it seems an ilim doesn't have a peh, and a cheresh doesn't have a peh. So a kochoch, a cheresh gomor, is also called a cheresh.